Okay, the first question is a seasonal question. But it's not a hard question. Therefore, it's only a $5 question. But it's a seasonal question. Very seasonal question. Why do I say seasonal? You'll hear why it's seasonal. Because I'm using Gemara Rosh Hashanah. That's why it's seasonal. But it's about Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So, I want to read you a Gemara and that Nun Hei in Avodah Zarah. It's worth it to look at these Gemaras because they're unbelievable. And why am I saying it this week? Not because it's Rosh Hashanah, even though it's seasonal. Because it's a pasuk in this week's parsha. It's a pasuk in this week's parsha. And the Gemara learns this from the pasuk in this week's parsha. The Gemara talks about getting sick and getting better, but that's what the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara does nun hey amal. And if you heard this before, don't say the answer. But it's a very interesting thing. The Gemara does nun hey amal. Says, "B'shashim shagrim osam al adam." When Hashem sends a sickness to a person, you know, there's every sickness except two Hashem sends on a person. Which two does He send on a person? Which two do you get yourself? What? Sin and pacham, which is what?
Cold and hot.
Heat stroke and a cold. A common cold and heat stroke. People themselves get themselves common colds and heat strokes. Okay? But everything else is sent by Hashem. When Hashem sends out a sickness, Hashem talks to the sickness, the Gemara says. Hashem talks to sickness. Hey, sickness, I want you to go on mechel. There's no mechel here in this year, right? I want you to go to mechel. Go to mechel. Yishad nasa adam. Mashpin arsam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the sickness swear to him. Sickness, I'm letting you out of your cage, but you got to swear something to me. Those are keeping your cage. Okay? So the sickness swears to Hashem. It's an unbelievable thought that this is happening. It makes a great movie. But, you know, like, it's unbelievable. So sickness swears to Hashem. You know what does he swear? Shilotekul el b'makom pon. Hashem says, common cold. Hashem says, I want this person to get sick on Thursday, Yud Tesh El. So the sickness, he lets out the sickness out of the cage earlier than that. He says, you have to promise me the day, you're not going to make them sick before the day. Sickness swears. Well, Teitzu El Abiyam Roni. And I want you to go away from this guy. I want you to leave his body on a certain day. He swears, okay, now leave his body on Thursday. He'll be sick for a week. Now, I'll leave his body on Thursday, whatever day of Elul it is. Hashem makes him swear when he's going to leave. Ubishaplan is not only what day, but what time. What time is coming and it's leaving. It's by the minute. It's by the minute. You don't get sick and you don't get better without the swearing done on the sickness when he's coming into your body, when he's leaving your body. By day ploni, and the sickness is sworn, I will only leave through a certain doctor. Hashem tells him which doctor you're going to use, and only with a certain doctor can he leave. Hashem has a list of all the doctors. And Hashem also must have a list of all your insurance. He has to match up the doctor with the insurance. Of course, or else it wouldn't work. So, he knows your insurance, he knows the doctor. So it has to be a certain doctor. By the sampling, Hashem knows also the medicine. And Hashem says, and you'll only leave if he uses a certain medicine. That means we go and we take a medicine. And the medicine helps. You know, a doctor prescribes certain antibiotics and they work, but that's not what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says here, Hashem tells what medicine will work, and your doctor is probably prescribing it because that's the medicine that Hashem wants. So when the doctor prescribes medicine, it wasn't his choice. Hashem put in his mind what medicine you're going to take because he made the sickness swear he will only go out with a certain medicine It's an unbelievable thing to think about. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Excellent Gemara. That Munhei Amid Aleph in Avodah Zarah. But then comes the seasonal Gemara. And that's Daf. I wrote it down. Daf Tez Zayin Amid Aleph in Rosh Hashanah. Tez Zayin Amid Aleph. We have a big machlokes between four tannaim. What happens Rosh Hashanah? What happens Yom Kippur? What happens? But we're not going to talk about the four tannaim now. We're going to talk about two tannaim. We're going to talk about Rabbanan and Rabbi Yaisi. Or a mayor. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, there's two different things. But the machlekes is this. The machlekes is, just 1 second. When is Hashem done? When is Hashem done? Mashana, Yom Kippur, what's Hashem done? So Rabbi Huda says, Hakol Nedonim, Rosh Hashanah, Zadin and Shem Nechtem, not the Rabbanan, Komedeb Roshana, Zadin Shem Nechtem Yom Kippur. Give Rab Meir, we call it Rabbanan. Like we always say, his Nechtem Roshana is Nechtem Yom Kippur. That means if someone is in an accident today, we don't say, oh, he was in an accident today. What do we say? Oh, last Rosh Hashanah was an accident. Because Hashem wrote it down last Rosh Hashanah. Or last Yom Kippur was an accident. And he signed the last Yom Kippur. His accident didn't happen today. It happened last Yom Kippur. That's the Rabbanan. Comes along Reb Yossi. And Reb Yossi says, Reb Nassan says, Reb Nassan Amar Adam Nidan B'chol Shah. Every day a person is Nidan. Every day. Versus Nidan. Oh, I forgot. I didn't go further in the Gemara. I'm so sorry. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara says, it's from this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha in the Tofa, it says, Hashem will send Chalayim Nemanim Ra'im V'Nemanim. And now Ra'im V'Nemanim. So the Gemara says, what is Chalayim Ra'im V'Nemanim? What's right? We understand bad sicknesses. What is Nemanim? What are trustworthy sicknesses? You know, the Talmud here says, Charam Rayim V'Nemanim. What is trustworthy sicknesses? What does that mean? So Gemara says that's what it means. Hashem trusts them to fulfill their shvuas. They swore that they'll come a certain time and leave them. So every choli is a Neman. Hashem doesn't send a sickness unless he's a trustworthy sickness. A trustworthy to fulfill his shavuot. I forgot that. That's very important. That's his parsha. So we have machlokas here. Then the next mandiyamar, another mandiyamar says, no, adam nidam b'chol shah. Every day, every minute, a person is being judged. It didn't happen to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. If something bad happens to you today, you were judged 5 minutes ago. It happened because you were judged today. So the machlokas between Tanayim and the Gemara, when are you judged? Today, and you judge every minute, or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the machlokas the Gemara. So the Gemara asks, a very interesting Gemara, Rosh Hashanah Zayin. The Gemara asks, Amr of Yosef, Kman Matsrinan Ha'idna Aksira Umri. We pray today, we daven today, Aksira of Imri. Does anyone know what Aksira of Imri are? Does anybody know?
What is it?
Rashan Dav Tes Zayin Amla.
What did Rabbi
say? Aksiri the Imri. What is that? Who holds that we daven today Aksiri Imri? Anyone in Rosh Hashanah? Okay, so you got in Rashi. Rashi says, Kitzire Cholim Merei, Kam Chachamim Shehein Chushe Koach. So it's talking about Talmidei Chachamim with stomach aches or stomach problems. So he asks, who is the one that holds that we daven today for Talmidei Chachamim with stomach problems? But what the Gemara really means, we daven today for people who are sick. We say tefillin for people who are sick. According to who are we going? According to who are we going? Come on, Rabbi Yossi. Must be Rabbi Yossi. Why must it? What Rabbi Yossi holds? A person is judged every minute. So therefore, a person is sick. So now, we daven, and the next minute, he should be judged to get better. So it must be Rabbi Yossi. Because if it happened at Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, how could you daven now? It's already done. What's your davening going to help now? It's done. Then the Gemara says, it could even be Rabbanan, and there's people hold that even after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, davening always works. There's something special about davening. Okay? That's another teretz in the Gemara. But the first thing the Gemara says, oh, this goes according to Yosef, not the Rabbanan. Trektosos. Here's my question. Vim Toma. Rabbanan Nami, Milo Matzrinin, Refeinu, Ubirkas Hashanah. Tosus asks, every day in Shemin Esrei, we say Refeinu Hashem Nerafe, and we say Birkas Hashanah Baruch Aleinu. We say, what are you doing? It happened Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It's over. What are you praying? Refeinu Hashem. It's over already. Hashem did it Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Hashem give us crops. It already happened. Give us rain. It already happened. Everything happened already. Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Why did we even daven most of Shemin Esrei? Tosus asks. Great kasha. The same man Yamar who says that it happened Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur says when you go into the Mivakachola, you pray for him and say, hey. The same on Yamar. What are you saying? It happened to me, Rosh Hashanah Kippur. It all happened. Tosfos tells us, and Tosfos gives an answer. Tosfos gives an unbelievable answer. Tosfos says, "Well, Ben Tam says, Shiro Yachla Vade Romatzlinan. We can never pray a guy shouldn't get sick because it was said Rosh Hashanah Kippur when he'll be sick. So we can never pray a person shouldn't get sick." A Rabbi Yossi, only going to Rabbi Yossi. Avo Shisrape, but for a person getting better, Matzlinan, Avib the Kula Amma. We daven according to everybody. The Masa Yachlu, Nigzar, Masa Yisrapu, Lo Nigzar. Oh, Rosh Hashanah Kippur was only Gzeira when he should get sick, but there was no Gzeira when he should get better. Zotosos. Zotosos says, a Rosh Hashanah Kippur, Hashem sends the Choli. Hashem never tells him when you should get better. What do we bring to Gemara of Avodah Zarah? That Hashem does do that. How could Tosfos can't forget the Gemara? Tosfos knew Shas. Tosfos knew all the Gemaras. How could, he says, Kula Alma, according to everybody, Hashem doesn't say when to get better. What does that mean? Gemara of Avodah Zarah says just opposite. That's the good question. Good question? Do you know the answer?
Maybe. Yes.
Maybe? Okay, but not now. Okay. Yeah, okay. You know, that is a seasonal question.
We're in the first verse that says, anything except for a common cold and heat.
What?
Hashem sends anything except for the common cold and heat.
That's, forget about that. You have nothing to do with this.
That's dumb.
I don't want to
go. I was going to ask
that's you. That's all about
the answer.
No, I was going to ask the question.
Huh?
Does that include all the meat twists? No, no.
Oh, that is such a good question. It's such a good question. And there's a Taisus about it. There is a Taisus. Taisus in Ksuvus about that. His question is, people didn't vaccinate for measles. And you go into a place where there's non-vaccinated people and you get the measles. Is that sent by Hashem?
I know.
You didn't do
Shabbos.
What? That's a Tosfos. Tosfos claims that, that's not sent by Hashem either. Putting yourself in Sakana is not sent by Hashem. Okay? That means if a person smokes and they get cancer, cannot say, hey, why did Hashem give you cancer? You know, then Hashem says, I gave you, you gave it to yourself. Okay? You know, oh, why did Hashem make, why did Hashem, why Hashem kill me? No, you committed suicide. You know, like, it doesn't work like that.
Is
okay.
That true? Is that true?
What?
Suicide?
Yes, Tosa says it.
Says.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I heard this.
But it's very hard because when you talk about suicide, it's very hard because when Tosos talks about suicide, talks about Tosos as a normal person committing suicide. According to Tosos, there is such a thing as a normal person committing suicide. In today's day and age, doctors believe there's no such thing. Person commits suicide because he has a mental illness or something wrong with him, in which he didn't take the drugs didn't help. So that comes from Hashem. His mental illness does come from Hashem. So in this day and age, there is no such thing as a normal person committing suicide. In the Gemara's time, the Rishonim side time, they believed that there was such a thing as a normal person doing suicide. Now, what that all means, I don't know. Maybe Marcus in psychology knows. I have no idea what that all means. What?
That's basically it. It's a little, like, with very few exceptions. So there are exceptions.
Is there such a thing as a normal person committing suicide?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
For society.
But it's a very small, for example, exception.
Okay. Now, let's see. If there's one more, if I want to ask one more question. Okay, well, that's the easiest question in the world. $1. Maybe $1. Sort of Tolka. It says a lot of errors. Error maka other vimo if you curse your father, or masik vo if you masik vo, or maski iver if you did the iver, or this, or that. All errors are if you did it. Or. But there's one R that's in the future. That's Pasuk Perik Chav Zayin Pasuk Tezvav. Har ish asher yaseh pesel masecha to eves Hashem masi decharish the son baseser. What's yaseh mean?
Will.
Will. R is the person who will make an idol. You know, that's not what all these R's are. R's if you did it. Not if you're gonna do it. If you're gonna do it, you can do it. Don't tell me the answer. That's a $1 question. But everything is avar. R this, R that, what you did, what you did, what you did. Suddenly by the idol, oh, R a guy who's gonna make an idol. Hey, then do it. An R. So that is a very simple answer to that. I'm just asking you to just stop.
The other ones are Avar.
What?
The other ones are Avar.
The other ones are all Avar. All of them are Avar.
They are?
What, tell me one that's not. Tell me one that's not.
All of them.
All of them are Avar.
Can the rabbi read one?
Or Shochev and Kol Behema.
Shochev, yeah. Shochev.
It's all the Avar. Yeah. But that, you're doing it. You know, it's not hope. It's not us.
It's not future.
Our Makla. It's not future. If you are, if you do it. If you do it, it's our. Here's future. Nothing. So, you do it. Okay, now this week is Parsha Kisavo. It's the Parsha Bikurim. Bikurim has a lot of reasons for Bikurim. You know, you look at every single Sefer, And every single sefer you look at and you say, and this is the message of the Purim. Yeah, it's always like that. And this is the message of the Purim. But Purim is many, many, many messages. I'd like to talk about one of the messages, or two of the messages. Maybe we're doing one now. The Gemara says, Bikurim, Biskus Bikurim, Shnipa Rashis Nivra Olam. The Gemara says, I hate when.
I talk about
it gotta be something else every year. But it happens every year. And Miles perks up. It says, Bishvil Rashis Nivra Olam. For Rashis, the world's created because of Rashis. Now, Miles says, you see, I went to the right yeshiva. Okay?
You know,
Sarah
this
guys
is racist,
went wrong. No, they changed it from racist to racist.
The old city is racist.
Yeah,
the old city is racist.
Now, Bishvil racist. But the Gemara says no. The Gemara says, what's racist? Racist is Am Yisrael. Because of Am Yisrael, it says, Am Yisrael is called racist, you know, Bechor Yisrael. It's racist. Torah is called racist. Bishvil racist. Nivra Olam. And Eretz Yisrael is called Rashis. The world's created for Eretz Yisrael. Then the Gemara says there's one more Rashis. Our Pasuk, our Bikurim is called Rashis. Rashis is the first of your fruits. You bring to Eretz Yisrael. You bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So we understand Rashis of Rashis is between Yisrael and Nivra Olam, Bishvil Torah and Nivra Olam, Bishvil what was the third ratio? Yisrael, and there's different gears there. Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and not. But we hold Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and Torah. Bikurim, suddenly Bikurim comes in and says, how does Bikurim become Bishul Bikurim Nivra Olam? So I forgot one of the early Bali Musa said about this. Oh, this is 100% true, because what is Bikurim? What is Bikurim? Now, the Chavos HaVada said that, you know, there's some things that everyone believes in. There's something I believe. The Chavos HaVada believe that the existence of God, how could you not believe in the existence of God? That's what the Chavos HaVada said. And I saw it myself. The Chavos HaVada brings down that if someone sees the most beautiful painting in the world, no one's going to say, hey, look what happened. Well, I went to see the Mona Lisa. And I saw the Mona Lisa, and I didn't say, and I was standing there. You know, they only give you 5 minutes to stand there, because there's so many people. You get 5 minutes, you can stand and look at the Mona Lisa, and you go like this, and see that she's staring at you right where you look. And you say, oh, I saw the Mona Lisa, and you got to leave. Okay, I did it. That's something you got to do. Walk the bucket list, okay? You gotta see a Mona Lisa. So I saw the Mona Lisa. It never dawned on me or any apocryphalist in the world to walk into the Mona Lisa and say, wow, it happened by itself. Wow, there was a big bang and the Mona Lisa happened. No one ever said it. Chavos HaVada says, the world is a Mona Lisa, you know, mega Tyrannosaurus Rex Mona Lisa. You know, like, it's the best Mona Lisa in the whole world. The whole world, okay. The world is the whole world. Okay, funny way of saying that. But anyway, you know, so the Chavos HaVada says, how could anyone ever not see that Hashem made the world? You're never going to say about the Mona Lisa, how about the world, which is, you know, the best Mona Lisa. So the Chavos HaVada says, that's not what the person and people don't believe in God believe. He says, this can't be, it's not sacred. He says, you know, we told that Apocorus has to have brains. He says, what is the brains? The brains is, of course God made the world, but then he left. World, I made the world. Let me now go make another planet. You know? And God went. Everything else is up to us. There's no Hashkafa practice. It's not that everything else. And Hashem made the world and left. He says, that is what Amunah is all about. Amunah is not God created the world. That's the given. That God created and stays, and everything that happens is because of Him. That is what a Jew has to believe. That's the ikkar of the Jew's belief. Like it says in the Gemara, at the end of the Gemara Matas, you could put the whole Torah down, the whole Torah, into one thought. What's the one thought that the Gemara Makkah says you could put the whole Torah down to? Tzadik bebunaso yechya. The emunah. To put whatever that means, but you could put it down into emunah. So emunah is the ikkar. Emunah is the ikkar. The ikkar. Just like Torah, Reshit, Reshit Yisrael, Reshit Eretz Yisrael, Reshit is the foundation of Judaism. What's the foundation of Judaism? Emunah. And what's the foundation? What is emunah? Hashkacha, purpose. Believing that Hashem does everything. And we don't say kol kivat simyadi. What's asibit the chalza? What's kol kivat simyadi the chalza? Oh, I did. Everyone likes to think bad things come from Hashem. Good things I did myself. I don't like to think that. Wow, you know, I won the lottery. I did it. I made $1 million. I made a good investment. Then when you lose money, why did Hashem do that to me? It's always like that. Everyone is like that. But it's not supposed to be like that. That's called kol kivat simyadi. And who is the biggest kavod yadi? The biggest one is a farmer. There's no one like a farmer. A farmer has to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and milk the cows and do everything. Put on his little farmer outfit, you know, his jeans and the cloth to hear what they're called, overalls, and his hat, and pick one of the things for in his mouth. You know, a farmer got to do a lot of things. And then he has to go and we have all the malachas he has to do. And he has to plow. And he has to plant, and he has to water. All the malachas we have here in the Mishnah, farmer has to work hard. There's no one who works as hard as a farmer from dawn till dusk. Okay? It's not a vampire movie. It's dawn till dusk is farmers, okay? You know, farmers work and work and work. Then he gets his first fruit. Oh, look what I did! No, you didn't do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. The first one, you have to show Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's you, and you have to be with your Shavayim. That's why it's called gracious. You have to, it's very easy to say, oh, I believe. No, that's not good enough. Show it. Show that you believe. I believe is not good enough. Show it. You have to go to and bring it to your Shavayim. That is what, that's the greatness of Bichurim. The greatness of Bichurim, you're showing the Iker Amunah of the world. And that's the Iker Amunah of the world. Everything comes from Hashem. Oh, I just have to tell you two stories. Well, I'll fix you in a minute. There's a famous story to Rabbi Yael Apian. This has to do with all of you. This guy comes to Rabbi Yael Apian, he's reading the yeshiva in Krakasinim. He says to Rabbi Yael Apian, Rabbi Yael Apian is the man in the picture on my table of feeding a cat. He says to Rabbi Yael Apian, Rabbi, I have to leave yeshiva. I got to go to work. It's time to go to work. So Rabbi Yael Apian says, why do you want to go to work? He says, well, I want to get married. So Bial says, well, what happens if you don't get married? So he says, what do you mean? Hashem gives everybody shidduchim. And then he says, and then I have children. Bial says, what if you don't have children? Hashem gives anybody children. So he said, Hashem gives you that. Hashem gives you that. So why are you going to work? Oh, but I have to make money. So he says, how much money do you need? So he says, 500 shekel, whatever it was. I need money before I get married. So Rabbi looked at me and said, you know, I don't understand you. Hashem gives you a wife. Hashem could give you children. 500 shekel is hard for him. You know? It's not hard for Hashem to 500 shekel. If you believe everything else, you got to believe in that. Have a good shot. I'll see you. I'll see you.
I mean,